Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Next day, date card arrives. Mm-hmm. It's a group date card. Aaron, Dale Jr., James from the Bucks, Connor the cat.
James from the Bucks.
David, Justin. Who's Justin?
Justin is the one with the faces.
Oh, Justin is the painter, I think.
Right? Justin is the painter.
The painter, mm-hmm. Yes. Thomas, Hunter, mm-hmm. and Brendan, who I think was like the Canadian dude.
I always forget. Whenever he comes on screen, yeah. I'm like, who the fuck is this? Firefighter.
Him and Connor C.
Connor C. I have no idea who that is. Yeah.
I have no idea who this man is. The date card says, love is all about honesty and I need 100%. ... Mm-hmm. No love, Katie. No nothing.
The guys like, they were like, the fuck out. She didn't sign it.
Yeah. Like, just say love, no love, Katie. No love, Katie.
No, no XOXO. Oh, man. Oh my God.
Bugging out. That's how you know you are, there's literally nothing to do in this house and your whole world becomes about the date card.
Yeah, Jesus.
Oh, so they all head out to meet Katie, mm-hmm. and she says, you know, I have a friend who's here, he has something planned to help me, you know, understand you guys better, some shit. Mm-hmm. So they head into this big dark like soundstage and Nick Viall is sitting there.
Why?
Katie's friend, allegedly.
Why? Is it Nick Viall? Why is it not
fucking... I feel like they chose Nick because he's been here before. He's been on mm-hmm. 6 different seasons of this damn show. Mm-hmm. And this date in particular is literally his season.
Yeah.
2 seasons of Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Paradise. Mm-hmm. I think maybe 2 seasons of Paradise. He's been here like 5 times. Yeah, Nick is, he's like the most, him and Ben Higgins, who just fucking pops up everywhere.
Which I was so happy it wasn't just, him. I was so happy about God, Ben.
I can't. Oof. I really can't do it. Mm-mm. Nick, I appreciate his messiness, and I loved his season. He gave us
yeah, he is messy. And he's like the witty on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I think they brought him because he's been there so many times. All the guys are going to recognize him. Mm-hmm. And also, this date is about them like opening up and being vulnerable. And I feel like they maybe would feel safe with him because he's opened his ass up so many times on this show.
Yeah, because he's shown his ass so many times. Yeah, exactly. And now he's like mm-hmm. 40 dating a 22-year-old woman. So mm-hmm. that's also...
That's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I'm dating a 22-year-old and I'm 40.
Yeah. Yeah, just leaning into
yes.
So yeah, he lets them know, you know, today's about being truthful. Mm-hmm. There's things that maybe you guys are not proud of, things that you probably should share and Katie should know. And so we're gonna sit around the circle in the dark and
this into me I see circle. Oh my
sisterhood
God.
Woman
this
circle.
Sisterhood
yeah. sharing circle.
Yes. Essence Fest circle. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is too set, much.
Then said no ground rules.
Nothing.
Protect no, the no, safe space.
No. Yeah. No, like we're gonna pass
all the
this
things
baton.
To do at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. You could skip if you want to talk about this. You could talk about that. Mm-hmm. Whatever. And every mm-hmm. single one of those guys.
I
all,
statements.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
None of the ground
nothing,
setting.
Nothing.
The ground
nothing.
Rules setting.
He didn't tell a story to start it off. He was just like, Hunter, no. let's go.
Yeah.
As soon as he said that, every last one of them looked like they had gotten somebody pregnant right before the show.
Yeah.
Every last one of them looked like, fuck, God. Oh no.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was ready though. I was like, ooh, what tea they about to spill.
Especially because what we do know about Katie is that she stands up for the little guy, whatever the fuck that means.
Right.
And so for you to have to admit a mistake of your past that you probably would admit after you got engaged to her, after the show was over, on episode 3 in front of multiple people.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a lot. That's a lot.
But yeah, Hunter went first. He talked about his ex-wife. He was married, has two kids, and he basically just became like a workaholic and lost his family. That's essentially what it was. It came all about his work, and he cried about his divorce.
Yeah.
Providing for the family, and in the midst of doing all that, he literally lost his family. So that was heart-wrenching.
And he was boo-hoo-hooing. Wow, Hunter.
Crying some big ass tears. And then we got, I wanted more. I wanted to really to get some tea, because we got Aaron talking something. I wasn't the man I wanted to be in a relationship. And then they quickly cut to David talking about something similar.
Exactly.
But basically not saying much.
I wanted, you know how Ben talked about how he had bulimia with Tayshia? I wanted those stories.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I wanted to get to know these guys a little bit better. But if you ghosted someone, I don't give a fuck. Same.
I don't care.
I don't care. Like, I need to know what's interesting.
Yeah. And I don't know the order. So Hunter let it off and he really dove the fuck in. But he's the only one that's lost a family. So, like, I don't think anyone had that level but I feel like after that, if Aaron was the next person to go, Aaron didn't really share shit, and then it's like he almost gave permission to everybody else to not share shit.
To be like, oh yeah, like, once this girl, I stopped talking to her and I wasn't the man I wanted to be. What?
Yeah. That was it. And then one question I have, we had he said it was a mistake that broke her trust. Did he cheat? Did we miss that whole story?
Did he, right?
We didn't get that. We just got that one little line.
Nope.
So I'm like, what the hell?
And you just have to be like, thank you for sharing, Court. Next.
Court. Oh, God. Yeah. So this whole, I appreciated the day going into it. I was like, ooh, we got to get some mess. And then it just wasn't as satisfying as it should have been. Until Thomas. So Thomas was like, you know, with his big ass goofy smile, big ass smile.
I know. Smile. He's like, he's looking worse. He was fine as fuck when he walked into that room.
Fine as hell.
And then all of a sudden he was like, ooh, his ears stick out. Ooh, his smile was kind of goofy. Ooh, I don't know about
that. Yeah, you can find. Yeah, suddenly he looked ugly as hell.
Which is crazy because he's conventionally very good looking man, but as he was talking, he was just getting dumber and dumber.
He just grew uglier and uglier, like was morphing into something else. But yeah, he had this big ass goofy smile. Was like, you know, I can't sit here and pretend like, you know, I initially came on the show for the right reasons, because I didn't know who you were, you know, Katie, and my approach was that I thought I could build a platform, and you know, now my feelings for you are real. And then just keeps going on
is where he gets my invite to the cookout, or Becky of the week. Because I actually put both, because you know that we always say on this show, we're like, look, you should be here for a platform, you should have this, you should have that, but you should have a plan, all of that. And he admitted that he had all of that. The thing that he did not do, because he, I think, has ridden on his looks his whole fucking life, is that he did not do his research of even 2 seasons ago and see how this particular plan never works, right?
Yeah.
We all remember old boy with the perfumes who told Becca that he loved her. Two group dates in, the black man, the Jean something.
Oh, from Florida. About Josiah?
No, not Josiah. No. He was a lawyer. This guy was like a perfumer. and a poet.
I vaguely remember who you're talking about, but I can't picture.
Becca
one,
literally yes. ushered him out, group date number two. She was like, oh, mm-hmm. you feel that way? Bet I don't. You gotta.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Go.
Yeah, gotta go.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Nobody, yeah. Having that plan and then not doing your homework is incredibly frustrating to watch on television.
It's so dumb.
It's so dumb. Stupid.
Yeah.
And Thomas, you are so fine. And there have been so many dumb as fuck bachelors. You could have been. You could have.
You know? Could have been if you kept your mouth shut.
Shut.
Yeah. God, what an idiot. What an absolute idiot.
Becky of the week. God damn.
Becky of the week. Yeah. He just revealed his whole entire plan, which all of these guys, as we said, have a plan. You would be dumb to come here without one. But he decided to share that in the sharing circle, which was so stupid. And then, kind of like peppered it in with smiles and like just complimenting her. But I think you're so amazing. I'm so shocked at how much I feel for you and yada yada yada. Like all the guys were kind of just like side-eyeing the shit out of him, like
and they're all like, we ganged up against Thomas all together as a group and now you here doing this bullshit.
Against Carl, you mean?
Against Carl, against Carl.
And now you here just like sliding yourself into the next target.
Making Carl look right. Yeah.
Fuck. So stupid. that happened. And then Connor the cat, he gave his story. Didn't see this one coming. But
and honestly, when he was starting and he was like, I have something to share that I didn't do, I was like, he killed a student. He killed a student.
Like, damn.
He killed a student. And then he was talking about his girlfriend. I was like, he killed his girlfriend. He killed her.
I thought for sure he did jail time or something.
Yes, for something crazy. Not for some white collar shit. For something wild.
Yeah. Some like manslaughter. Voluntary, involuntary, vehicular. Wow, that took me forever to say that word. Vehicular, yeah. Some type of manslaughter, but no.
Oh my god. Oh
we,
my god.
Yeah, we basically learned that back when he was like 24, 25, he like dropped out of grad school, was working as a full-time musician. Mm-hmm. Hint, hint. Other
okay.
Moments. Hello.
Okay. Check out my EP on Spotify.
Yep. Check out my SoundCloud. And how, yeah, he was working full-time as a musician. He was drinking a lot when he was out doing shows and mm-hmm. basically became like an angry drunk mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. was blacking out, being angry as fuck. Mm-hmm. And I kind of missed something, but did he basically say like one night he cheated on his girlfriend?
He cheated on his girlfriend, yeah. Like, he like started a fight, yeah. Then he got more drunk, then he got high, and then cheated on his girlfriend, and he like ruined his whole life in one day, he said.
Yeah, yeah. His whole entire life.
Yeah.
And so yeah, now he's a nice little
middle school teacher who dresses up like a cat.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Definitely learned his lesson.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then so all the guys shared, and then it was time for Katie to share her story as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she started by saying that her mom doesn't know.
Yeah. Which when she told the story, I was like, yeah, I could see your mom not knowing that. I could see not telling your mom.
Yeah, keeping this private 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can definitely see that.
Yep.
But yeah, she shares her story how 10 years ago, mm-hmm. it was New Year's Eve, she was out drinking, and she was in a situation where there was not consent.
Yep.
And she was in denial about it a long time. This was mm-hmm. sounds like a friend of hers, it seems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She was able stranger, to continue that, mm-hmm. communication with this person for a long
communication
time.
Communication with yeah. them. She tried to form a relationship with this person crazy. Because she was in denial that this happened. So yeah. she's trying to like write it in yeah. a way.
Right, right.
And as a result of that, this whole scenario, she for years afterwards had a very unhealthy relationship with sex. She mm-hmm. didn't want to have sex. They didn't want to talk about it. Just like totally turned off from it, mm-hmm. Which was her way of dealing with the trauma essentially. Mm-hmm. And that is what kind of like led her to where she is now, mm-hmm. somebody who's like sex positive. She's done work on herself to now come around to being more open and mm-hmm. honest about sex, her sexuality, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I thought it was a really honest moment in her confessional. She talked about, you know, years of feeling responsible.
Yeah. Guilt.
You know, this is very classic where women, yes. you know, you were drunk. And so yeah. now was your fault. And now you're wondering, yeah. I was too drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you blame yourself. If I wasn't drinking, this would have happened. And da da da.
And it just, yeah, it, oh, man, just makes me think of even like in courts. I've heard on a couple of podcasts a woman who she was in the middle of a non-consensual situation, and her fight or flight didn't work. She was freezing. And that to the opposition seemed like consent, and to the courts seemed like consent. And so she like didn't get very far in her case. That is fucking wild. That is where that like guilt comes from. It's not from like, you know, nowhere. Yeah. It's from like court evidence of people just getting off and just
and the guilt of like, well, if it was rape, you would have ran, or you would have missed this, that. Like, you don't know how you're going to react in that situation, period. So, have you, side note, tangent real quick, have you watched Promising Young Woman?
No.
What's the name of it? You haven't, have you heard of this movie?
Yes. Yes.
I watched it twice because it's so good. Yes. Oh, wow. So if anyone has to watch it, it's called A Promising Young Woman. It's with... what's her name? Fuck, I always forget. Carrie Mulligan. Kate Mulligan, one of them. Great actress.
I don't know who that is. Okay.
But basically the movie, without giving anything away, is about rape culture and the culture that we live in. Like all of us have been socialized in. The movie ends and it forces you to have conversations whether you want to or not. Like there's so much to talk about, and you reflect on so much from your own you know, like history, like what you witnessed in college, things that you were almost like kind of complicit in because you didn't do anything because it was the culture. And it's just such a good movie, and it made me think of like when I was watching the movie and even think about Katie as she was telling her story, how she was out, you know, drunk, and then this happened. How God, men are just the worst. Whenever you are at, and whenever you're at a party or at a bar or anywhere, and there's like that girl who's at the bar who's like too drunk, there's always a guy.
Always.
She's never sitting there by herself.
No, she's a target.
Her friends, who knows? Yeah. But there's always a guy that is there. And you see it and you're like, damn, that's creepy. And then you go about your life.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's so sad and infuriating how as women we play so much blame. Because this happens all the time. We drank too much and then something happens that was not our fault.
Yeah.
And how we live, even as Katie was saying, has to live with that guilt, which is harrowing to like blame yourself over something that happened to you.
Yeah.
And just knowing how much this happens and how we all see it happen and we just live in that culture where this just happens. Where guys are just always there when there's a drunk girl.
Yeah.
It is so creepy. Please watch the movie Justine or everybody who hasn't watched it. It's so good and it really makes you reflect and like think back to your own, I mean, it might be kind of triggering for some people, but just like your own experiences and just like really makes you think critically about this world that we live in. Being a woman in this culture.
That's and like the pressure that we have to place, especially now that we have phones that have cameras and we have more evidence and there's, you know what I mean? There's like more accountability that needs to take place for both parties.
So I really appreciate this moment, any platform for a woman to kind of speak her truth. And then also in this date where the guys have to just sit there and listen. I just loved that. I appreciated that.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.